Okay, we are up to Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines in the bottom. Now, I'm not. There's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Metzias here. I think, again, my limited knowledge of, you want to call it geography or any other thing about how things work, or how it's a Metzias, is that Tosfos is correct in the thing. Again, I'm very careful. I don't speak about Rashi or Tosfos with it, like, as if I know better than them. I don't. But it is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and I think the Metzias is Tosfos. The question is, does Euphrates flow north to south or south to north? Rashi learns that Euphrates flows south to north. Tosfos Shita is, it flows north to south. I think the Metzias is that it flows north to south. This is a Metzias question, so I'm going to explain the Gemara like Rashi, even though in Metzias, I believe Tosfos is correct. It doesn't make much of a difference. I think it doesn't make much of a difference in this Gemara anyway, but Rashi will be saying that Euphrates flows south to north. That's how Rashi understood it. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos doesn't disagree because he had a map. Tosfos disagrees because he has Gemaras that prove him. Rashi bases it on a Gemara, and Tosfos argues him shot in that Gemara, as we will see. But, and I learned the Gemara, I learned with Rashi, so even though I think factually the Euphrates flows north to south, when we learn this Gemara, for our translation purposes, I'm going to translate it like Rashi.
Just read one. It's interesting. Apparently, Rashi did not have a firm tradition from his teachers as to geography. With characteristic humility, Rashi made clear to his readers that his explanation is based on his own contextual interpretation of the
correct. So the Tosfos, by the way, Tosfos does the same. Meaning, Tosfos
also. Rashi uses humility and says.
We'll see it when we haven't learned Rashi yet.
What does that mean?
Can somebody please mute themselves? Can you please mute yourself?
Because upstream, that's what it means?
Yeah, well, it's not upstream if it flows that way. That's called downstream if it flows that way. See, the problem is you're looking at a map and south to north of you is up. Who says the map goes that way? Turn the map around.
I don't get it.
I'm just going to say what you don't get.
South to north is up.
Why is it up?
Downstream means
down
you flow in the current. You have to follow the current.
Exactly. It can go the other way.
It doesn't matter which way it is. It depends on.
You go up a mountain. Does it make a difference? Are you going south to north or north to south? Are you going up a mountain? When you're climbing up.
Oh, you mean you're climbing up, it could be you're going south?
Yeah.
The Nile River flows south to north.
Right, the Nile River, I think, is the only one. Amazon, I think, is north to south.
No, the Amazon is
west-east. West-east. Okay. The Mississippi is north to south.
Right.
Right. The Cuyahoga. I was going to say the same thing.
Wait.
Zuck to Gemara Vaitat Hechidi Bubbo. How far is Bubbo? Zuck to Rashi. No, I'm not going to say it Rashi yet. Okay, now we're talking now east of the Tigris. How far does Bubbo. Now, the main Bubbo is between Euphrates and the Tigris. How far is Bubbo to the east of the Tigris?
Is it Tigris or Tigris?
It's Tigris.
Depends on which language you're speaking. I'm comfortable with
fine.
That. Yeah.
What does Oshko say?
Tigris.
I mean,
that's pronunciation. Tigris?
I used to pronounce it Tigris, and people told me I'm wrong, and it's Tigris.
It depends on what language you're speaking. I do not have to say it in Farsi. We could ask the Zubdas or something somewhat like that. I'm comfortable with both. I usually say Tigris.
I used to say Tigris, and people corrected me, saying Tigris. So I went to Tigris. So now I say Tigris. Right there. Tadechani Bubbo. Rav Amar Nahar Azak, to the Azak River. Shmuel Amar Nahar Yuani, to the Yuani River. Rashi. Zaktuash Tadechani Bubbo. Zaktuash Liyaches, to consider it Miyuchas. We're not interested now in the Babylonian borders for the Babylonian country. We're interested in the Yichus of Bavo. How far east can you assume that they're Miuchasim? When Ezra separated them, how far east did he go? And the Harazah got Nayurani, Lefir Inyanira. Rashi says, the way I learned the subject, it appears to me. So here is Rashi saying clearly, he doesn't really know. This is the way he understands the subject. So Bavo, Ben Shnei Naharis Gedalim, Bavo is between two big rivers, Hidekel Upras, the Tigris and the Euphrates. They keep it in the middle between them. They, I don't know what the word Matzian is, when you put something in the middle of two things, that's Matzian. They put it in the middle. Zemen HaMizrach, Zemen HaMairav. Tigris on the east, the Euphrates on the west. Ubon HaMoshchem, here Rashi says, Min HaDarm LaTzafen. And the rivers flow from Darm to Tzafen. And Rashi's humility is Lefi HaInyan Nira. Rashi says, I don't know, but this is the way I learned the subject. And this is what appears to me is Pshat. Rashi is not claiming that he has factual knowledge. He's saying, I learned Gemara, and from the Gemara, this is what seems to me. And the Euphrates goes into the Tigris. How do I learn it? Look, Rashi, I'll tell you how I learned it. Eretz Yisrael b'dray meshul bavo. I know Eretz Yisrael is to the south of bavo. The pasuk refers to Bavo as the north and says it'll go from north. The trouble will start from the north. Claim it Bavo but Tzafen. Uparas pras. Yairid Meretz Yisrael leBavo. And Rashi says I have a Gemara proof that pras goes from Meretz Yisrael towards Bavo. Now Meretz Yisrael is in the south and Bavo is in the north. That tells me that pras goes south to north. How do I know that? To the Amr Baalm, like the Gemara says elsewhere. Mitra b'marava, when it rains a lot in Eretz Yisrael, Sahada, the witness to it is Rabba Pras, that Pras expands. Now, the reason that would happen is that the rain flows downstream and creates a big river. Rain feeds the river, and the rain in Eretz Yisrael is feeding Pras, and you can look in Bavo at Pras and see that it rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael. So Zafrashi, how does the rain in Bava, Eretz Yisrael, affect Pras if the river flows north to south? Bava is before Eretz Yisrael. So it's going to come to Eretz Yisrael, get the rain. How's that going to affect Bava? How can I look in Bava of the Euphrates and figure out what the rain falls in Eretz Yisrael? Obviously, it's got to flow from Eretz Yisrael towards Bava. Because if not, I would never be able to tell. Zafrashi, that proves to me that it goes south to north. So Rashi's basing it on the Gemara, and now Tosfos gets out of that trap. We'll get it in a minute, but that's what Rashi's saying. The Gemara says elsewhere that if you look at Pras, I can tell you how much rainfall in Eretz Yisrael. The size of Pras will determine the rainfall in Eretz Yisrael. That makes sense if the rainfall in Eretz Yisrael goes into Pras and then flows towards Eretz Yisrael. From Eretz Yisrael, because that way it's showing what happened in Eretz Yisrael. So if Eretz Yisrael is to the south, Bubble to the north, and in Bubble you can tell the rainfall of Eretz Yisrael is indicative that it goes south to the north. That's Rashi's proof. Rashi says, I don't know, but this is what it seems to me from the Gemara.
Do they share a border?
No. We'll see in a minute. No, they don't. We'll see that in a second. Rashi doesn't say they share a border. Rashi just says, Pras goes from Bubble, from Eretz Yisrael, to Bubble. It might go through another country on the way. But it's going from Eretz Yisrael towards Bubble.
But the Gemara says, we know that it's an Eretz Yisrael, it rains.
Because you can see the size of Pras that it came from all the way down.
In between.
I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. I just want to finish this Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'kaboy b'gemara, mashabayim b'shtey b'ares, b'shtel on the bubbly. What's between the two rivers? I know it's bubble. And b'sfas chedekel l'chutz, from the Tigris, to the east, heichem b'shet rachba. How far does bubble go? So Bavo, meaning going east, how far is Bavo good for Yuchsin? We're not interested in international borders. Amarab Adna Haraza, Shulam Adna Haryuni. Yes, doctor.
Yeah, I was
just
going to say
some kafira. I could do it without that. Okay, good. So we can do without that, especially today. Right. Shulam, right. The El Badiglas Adhecha. Now, Rashi Lishitazu. Now, I just want to say how Tosfos learned, so we should say, Tosfos knows the Gemara, and Tosfos says that sometimes when it rains further upstream, it piles up and it backs down. So the reason in bubble they could tell the rain in Eretz Yisrael is because, not because the river flowed from Eretz Yisrael to bubble, flowed from bubble to Eretz Yisrael, north to south, but it, you can tell by looking at the Euphrates, you can tell that there's been a lot of rain further downstream, and it's backing up. It causes a backup upstream. So Bavel, the press expands in Bavel because of a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi Tosfos learns it. Again, I'm not getting involved in how things work. I don't know. And honestly, I hate to say this, I don't really care. I just want to know what Pshat and Gemara is. Tosfos learns one way, Rashi learns the other way. We learn Rashi, even though factually it does go from north to south. Now, when we say the Euphrates goes to Eretz Yisrael, I don't believe the Euphrates ever hits Eretz Yisrael. The Euphrates goes into Syria, near Eretz Yisrael, I don't know how close, but the Torah calls Eretz Yisrael's border Ad Hanor HaGadol Nahar Prat. So that means the Torah is saying that the halachic Eretz Yisrael expands to hit up to the Euphrates. Now, in today's modern map, Euphrates never touches what we call Israel. The Euphrates goes into Syria, and from Syria goes towards Iraq. That's what happens. The way the Euphrates flows north to south. Syria is more north and then flows downwards to Iraq, and the Tigris and the Euphrates do join together at the southern, by the southern part of Iraq. So it's the opposite of the way Rashi has it. It joins together north, and according to, and just it's flowing south to north, and it just flows towards the south. Tosfos has it flowing north to south, and it starts in today's modern-day Syria. But the Torah says that Eretz Yisrael border goes out of Nahar Prat. So if the Torah says that's where it starts, that means in Torah language, which is the real language, Eretz Yisrael expands till the Euphrates. But it's not in if you look at today's map, you won't see that. So Euphrates is in Syria. It starts in Syria, flows towards Iraq, which do border on each other, and it goes that way, it goes north to south, whereas in the Rashi is saying that since Eretz Yisrael is to the south, and the Torah talks about Nahar Prat and Eretz Yisrael, must be it's flowing south to north. Again, we're learning Rashi, and that's how we're going to learn the Gemara. Yes, Doctor?
When the Bible mentions the borders going to Nahar Prat, there are, I believe, two different sets of borders, one which has to do with Bavo, and even during the conquest of Zabal-Zalbal-Shal, the conquered territory did not go all the way across.
The Torah says, before Zabal-Zalbal-Shal, I don't know about the Nahar Prat. So, again, what happened actually, I don't know. I don't think they got there. But that's not Negeya. The Torah writes the borders of Eretz Yisrael pre-Mashiach's time. And it says, Adonar God Nahapras. Now, they might never have conquered it, but it was still part of Eretz Yisrael at that point. Now, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was dependent on the conquest. So it didn't conquer it, they didn't get it. But the Torah wrote, Adonar HaGod Nahapras. That was before Kaini, Knizi, Kadmaini, which will be added on when Mashiach comes. Okay. Zog de Gemara Baita. Le'el Bediglas at Hecha. Upstream of the Tigris, how far is Bavo? Now we're going north and south. According to Rashi, we're trying to set the southern border of Bavo for Yichus. Zog de Rashi Le'el Bediglas at Tzatarim at Hecha. To the south, till where is Bavo go? Zog de Gemara, Rav Amra Dagda, the Avna. These are names of cities that are either side of the Tigris River, but they're parallel, meaning they're east and west of the Tigris, but they are equal in the south of the same, what's it called, the same latitude, right? That's back in Shmuel Amrad Mushkani, below Mushkani B'Klal, down to Mushkani, which is further south, is the border of Bavo, but not including Mushkani. Mushkani is like Pumpanisa. It's Miuchas. So we see Mushkani is Bavo, according to Shmuel. So to Gemara, Ad Mushkani, Mushkani B'Klal. Shmuel said Mushkani and Mushkani, not Beloy Mushkani. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Ad Bagdav Avna, The claimant same smukos elazad, these are places next to each other. Chideko mafsik v'neim, and the Tigris River is mafsik between them. Shmuel maisa b'arka l'dar mat mushchani. Gaila. Pumbedisa kari gaila b'resh shana. Pumbedisa is gaila. The Rashash points out that Pumbedisa was the center of meyuchas. That's what Rashash says. You found that the Gemara wants to say something is meyuchas, says like Pumbedisa. And Rav Yehuda was in Pumbedisa, was the one that was extremely strict about Yochsin. He's the one that announced which ones are psulim in his city. So Pumbedisa became the epitome of meyuchas in Bavel. So therefore, when we want to say something is very meyuchas, we say it's like Pumbedisa. That's like the way of, that's how the Rosh Hashanah learns. It's not, it doesn't make a difference in Pshat and Gemara, just his Hara. Why are we saying it's like Pumbedisa? Why don't we say it's like Surah? Surah is also Bein Hanhoras. There are many cities between the Euphrates and the Tigris. The answer is, Pumbedisa became it. Spitz Meyuchas was Pumbedisa. So if you want to say something is Meyuchas, you say it's like Pumbedisa. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Le'el bediglas areicha. Sorry, I just did that. Le'tachtes bediglas areicha. How about north, which according to Rashi is downstream? Amrav Shmuel ad apamya tasa. Till the second apamya. The one that's more downstream. Tarti apamya haven. There are two apamyas. Chazei ilyasa, v'chazei tasyasa. One is called the upper apamya. One is called the lower apamya. One is upstream, one is downstream. Chadik Shera, Chadik Psula. The more upstream one is Kusher. The more downstream one is already out of Yichus Bavel. Bein Chadik L'Chadik Parsa. In between the two Apamyas is the area of a Parsa, which is 4 mil, which is 8,000 Amos, which is anywhere between 12 and 16,000 feet. We can come the Adadi, and they don't get along. But I feel the Nural and Mishla Adadi. They won't even lend each other fire. Because They didn't want to be miyaches. The upper ones didn't have anything to do with the bottom ones. They didn't want to have any shaduchah because that's not miyuchas.
They
were miyuchas. So therefore, we don't want to have anything to do with them. We won't even borrow or lend them anything. I'm sorry? That's what it's saying. That's what it has to end somewhere. The Samanach, the Psulta, had the Mishtoi Mishnas. You want to know which one is puzzle? The one that speaks the language of Meshon, Rashi. Zogt Rashi, the Tachtes v'Diglas Hahechel L'Tzofen. L'Asfat Chedekel b'Mizrocha Shol Bavo, on the eastern side of the Bavo, which is on the bank of Chedekel, Hahechel Orcha Moshech L'Tzofen, how far north does it extend? Tassoa Tachtoyne v'Shishtayim Hayu. Zua Yayin v'Zu Tachtoyne Derech Mashiachos Hanor. By the flow of the river, the yichas shabavel al tachtoyne v'lohi b'chlal does not include the tachtoyne. Chadim shero yoyna, the chadim sula al tachtoyne. I feel the nura le'mashlo adadi. They should give them etzlim. They shouldn't be accustomed to visit each other. Shloi le'schatn b'am no shiduchim. The psul taught the mishtar mishnas simzei ebiyatcha. Shloi tita eze psula. Don't make a mistake. Which one is puzzle? Hak the mishtar b'loshin meishan. She craved le'meishan was closer to meishan. V'amaleh meishan mita. Now, I don't understand why we need a simon. One is upstream, one is downstream. It makes sense that the upstream one is closer to Bubbo and the downstream one is further away. It seems that people would say the opposite for some reason, and we need a simon that one speaks Meshon. Dr. Gamar Baitre. That was the side of the eastern side of Bubbo. So we set the boundaries on the east, on the south, and on the north. Now, we move to Pras. El Bepras at Hechon. How far south in Pras? Rav Amar at Akur de Tulvinki. Rav says, to the city of Akur de Tulvinki. Shmuel Amar at Gishra de Bay Pras. Until the bridge that crossed Pras. It was the Pras Bridge. The Pras Memorial Bridge. Rav Yechon Amar at Maberes de Gizma. Till the crossing of Gizma. Which is, I guess, further south. Rekvayet Abaya Vitamer Rav Yosef, other Rav. Abaya and some say Rav Yosef cursed Rav, meaning cursed anybody that relies on Rav's boundary. They're saying Yichus did not extend that far, or at least doesn't extend that far anymore, and therefore do not rely on Rav's. Rekvayet Abaya Vitamer Rav Yosef, other Rav. Shmuel went further south. If anything, if you don't think Rav is right today, in his day, so don't say then Shmuel's wrong too. Dr. Gemara, you're right. The light at Rav, the coach can't have the Shmuel. You're right. Enochinami. They meant even Rav's boundary is not true anymore. You buy the same, huh? Lo the Rav light at the Shmuel Lawyer. The Gishu de Bay Prasla to Soyavikoi. Once upon a time, the bridge of Paras was more north. More north than Rav. Now it was moved further south. So when Shmuel said it, he was minimizing the size of Bubble. So he was correct even today. When you look at the bridge today, it's not where it was. So that's not what Shmuel meant, and therefore they weren't upset at Shmuel. They were upset at anybody that follows Rav. Not because Rav doesn't know Chas v'Shalom. What it meant is today, can't rely on Rav because the Yichus is not that way. Rashi. Until where does it go south? I give you the press. Shmuel Hoya Meisav. Lion, Kosh Yismachaseh, Shein Yechusa Shababa Moshe Kokach, it doesn't go so far. And the Shmuel Hoya Lion, bit me away Meisav, he made it bigger. And the Shmuel Hoya Lion, the Chiyam Shmuel Hoya Musa, Pekah, sorry, it was diminishing, but Hoya Meisav, not adding. May Shmuel, hey, I guess you're the mouth of Makud the Tulbinki, it was more north. That Akud the Tulbinki, they didn't hear the Luya Persoi, it's the Kumim claimant, it took it from its place. Benu Lamai Lamakud, they built it further south. In fact, Rashi said, why don't we ask, what is the southern border of Pras? The northern border of Pras. We only ask the southern border of Pras. What happened to the northern border? Because Euphrates pours into the Tigris. So once they pour together, we only go back a deco, which we already set the boundaries over there. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
So if people move, that means the
Yichus
then changes, right?
That's what Abai and Rav are saying. That the Yichus of the southern aspect of Bavo changed. You're right. That's what they said. That's how I understand it. The other way is to say Rav was wrong, and I'm not going to say that.
In other words, this is consistency in some locations, but not in other locations.
Correct. That's the way it is. Correct. That's how I understand the Baruch. I know somebody can come and tell me that they said Rob was wrong. You're not going to hear me say that. Rashi doesn't say they said Rob was wrong. This is how I understood it. If you want to argue with me, you can argue with me. I'm very careful when I speak about Amaroyim. I'd rather be wrong that way than the other way. How about to the west of the Euphrates? How far does Bubble expand? West of the Euphrates. Why are you asking? Because you're worried about Biram. You want to know whether Biram is considered Mucus? That was on the west of the Euphrates. Those people, Yichus and Pumbedisa, notice again the stress of Pumbedisa, would marry from Biram, which is a raya that Biram is considered part of Bavo for Yichus. Rashi, La'akisa the pras adhechem b'shlasa klapi mairav, towards the west. Adhechem b'smashit rachmosho Bavo, how far does Bavo expand? My dietach shabas lisho, why are you asking? B'shem Biram, Shema Biram, she'shemes b'akisa. Maybe Biram, which is on that side. We buy Lachem, that's what you're asking. The Yachsid of Pumbedisa, she benched the Anaris. That was in between the two. The Biram das Vishmaminam, Muxakam Heimba, because the Yichus, they had Yichus. Look to Kamar Bait. Amar Abba. Kamachloikis le Yuchsin, Kamachloikis le Yigitin. The halacha is, when a person brings a get Mamdinas Hayam, he has to say, Befanei Nechtam. We had that when we learned Masechta's Gittin. Now, Bavel was an exception to the rule. In Bavel, they knew Lishma, and there were eight in between Lekaiba because they all came to Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason, and therefore, Bavel was an exception. What are the boundaries for Bavel for the halacha b'fanei nechtam? We said Bavel, but as we see now, what is Bavel for halacha? So for Yuchsin, we went through and showed you the boundaries. How about for the Farenechta. So Rabbis or Papas, what? So Rav Papa says, Kamachloikis Liyuchsin, Kamachloikis Liyuchsin. Rav Yosef Amar, Machloikis Liyuchsin. Habalagitin Divri Akael at Arbat and Yana de Gishra. So the second bunch of willow things, willow what?
Swamp.
That was near the bridge. Now, that where exactly? Don't know.
But people became less knowledgeable after that.
Well, again, this is one of the things I love to do because it happens all the time. In halacha, there's a delineating point. 40 saws a kosher mikvah. 39.98 is not.
Right, right.
It makes a difference,
0.2? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? Why?
Because, I don't know.
No, I'll tell you the reason. Because they said 40 saw covers a person. So I want to ask you, 39.9 won't cover the person?
There has to be a...
Yeah. Oh, you just said something. What did you just say? Repeat again what you just said.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I believe you.
I'm serious.
In every halacha, there has to be a point. And that point, you can't start picking at it. Every halacha has a point. We're going to have to draw a line. And that's the line. And you can't say, and 2 feet across the line is different? All of a sudden, if you get Lishma, when they walk 2 feet?
Yeah,
that's right. Therefore, they had to draw a line. And this is where they were knowledgeable. And on the other side of the line, we can't consider them knowledgeable. Now, you can sit and argue that, hey, they're 2 feet away. You can't do that in the Shir of Chazal. Everything is that way. In Drabonis also, for sure, in the Rises. The way it is.
Actually, it may be even worse by the Rabbanan.
Could be. I don't know. I'm not going to get involved in
it.
I will get into the Rabbanan. I'm going to get into the Rabbanan.
Observation. In that, there's a great deal of time spent on being exact as far as yoga. And very little as far as getting, because I mean, it would seem to me that might be the lead fact at all. You know, so just have someone say, this was written and signed in front of me. There's no problem with saying that when you don't ask.
Maybe. I think the same amount of time is spent on getting than on Yuxin. Except once we did it by Yuxin, we just say, ditto.
No, Rav Yotzer said,
he's saying that was the halacha. I mean, we don't know why. We don't know. That you can't say that. I can tell you because it was learning that this halacha was different things than Yuchsin. It's a different subject matter. Rashi, we did that. Kamachlekes Yuchsin Baruch Baruch Moshavavo the length and width. Kamachlekes the getting the kavilar maybe get Misharuv to search Shem before Nechtu before Nechtu Mishayim Begin Lishvav. I maybe get by to Tzor Lababa Ain the Tzor Lame. It does not have to. Bava Har Kiyot Tzor the getting. Shapem by Chachamim Begin Lishvav. At Arba Tiyana. By the way, Rashi takes one Mandiyama, the other Mandiyama talks about Adim between the Kaimai, and he says Bubba is an exception. At Arba Tinyana, Agam Shokanim, a swamp of reeds, Varava and Willow, Shakira, whatever. Tinyana de Gishra, Shnei Agamim Hoya Lamata Magesha Azeb. There were two swamps under this bridge, Zeb Lamata Mizeh, one more north than the other. According to Rashi. Zogti Kamai Vaiter. Amar Rami Barham Abba. Chavil Yama, Till to the Bubba. Chavul Yam is the name of a place that is from the beauty of Babel, meaning it is from the most miyuchazik places in Babel. Now, I assume that it's not Bein Hanharis, because if it were Bein Hanharis, we wouldn't have to say it. It's not saying Pumbedisa, that again, it was the Rosh Hashanah thing to say Pumbedisa, not the Gemara never said it. But Adarabi, he's trying to identify a place that's not Bein Hanharis, and he's saying that's also from the beautiful places of Babel. It's no Kiddush to say Bein Hanharis. Right. That's Bubbo. He's trying to say, I think that's right, yeah. Ravina Amav Tzitzura. Even Tzitzura. Tanya Rami Yochi, Chanan Ben Pekos Eimer, Chavo Yayim Etchil to the Bubbo, Shunya Begubya to Tzitzura, Techil to the Chavo Yama. I guess Chavo Yama was a bigger place. And they're the best of Chavo Yama. Amar Abba.
I don't know what he talks about. You have to hear about.
What are we talking
about?
Glory
of Bubble. I don't know.
What?
You sure talk about you?
Of course.
Just because that's the subject matter?
Uh-huh. You know, and I have a Raya, Rashi. Chavo Yama is a Trashi, Shem Akim. Go to the Bubble, Mechlila, with the Fartash of Bubble. From the crown and the beauty of Bubble, Liuchsen. Shunya Vigobio Tinoy Makaima Sang. Sota the Chavayama, Tafarish of Chavayama, they are the beauty of Chavayama.
La Fuke Gittin,
you mean? No, it's not talking about Gittin. I don't know. Why should I say it's La Fuke? Why should I make problems when they're not existing? We're talking Yuchsin and Asugya.
No, what I'm saying is.
I know what you're saying. I heard you. I understood you. Why should I say it as it's La Fuke anything? I think he's coming to tell me a chiddush. This is the way I understood it. It's not Bein Anharas. So you would think it's not as good. No, Chavayama, that section is a very good section. That's what I think. He's adding that that section out of Bein Anharas is also a beautiful section for Yuchs. He's trying to tell people, marry girls from Chavayama. You know, you ever see, there used to be advertisements in the Jewish Observer. Think Milwaukee. Think Rochester, right?
Thank you. By itself.
So, right, they want you to move there. So, Chavayama is a good place to find a shidduch. That's what I'm saying. Lavdo, they're not advertising for Chavayama. Dr. Gemarbait, Amar Abba Be'idni Arve B'Ksoy. Now, it's not as miyuchas anymore. Ksoy got mixed into that section, so even though once upon a time it was considered very miyuchas, not anymore. Zok the Gemara v'lohi, it's not true. It's a hidabaya minayu. The Kusim wanted to marry girls from there, but lo yavilei, and they refused. But since they asked for it, rumors went out that the Kusim mixed in. And therefore, people thought it's no longer miyuchas. But Zok the Gemara, that's not what happened. What happened was the Kusim attempted to mix into Chavayama, and they were rejected. So therefore, Chavayama is as good as it was, unlike what Rapapa said. Rapapa was under the impression that it changed. The Gemara is saying, no, it did not. Rashi. It's a boy minayo, kusim. They didn't get mixed. One kusi wanted to marry them, but the kail went out. The rumor starts. Now, the next that Rashi says is difficult to say, because he wouldn't say that, Rashi saying. Yes, I remember. The papa by me now, it's a vilay of vilay. The papa wanted to marry one of them, and they refused. The kachoy might tell him shemitz so. He said, they're not so miyuchas anyway. The kasha bein I love okay. Very difficult to say that about an amira. Right.
So the supras doesn't have a location.
I'm sorry?
What did Rav Papa say over here on Rav Papa's Zutras?
That it changed. The Chavayama is no longer as Meyuchas as before. Because Kusoyim got mixed in. And the Gemara rejects that and says they tried to get mixed in, but it created a rumor. Zog the Gemara right. Ahugavra, the Amalu, Anam and Shait Meshut. It was a man that announced that he comes from the city of Shait Meshut, whatever that is. Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Haraglov, v'yamar Shait Meshuv Bein Anharas Emedes. He said, you should know that Shait Meshut is between the rivers. It's in Babel. Now again, I had problems with this Gemara, and I'll say them in a minute. Let me go weiter. That the Gemara Amar Abayim Rav Chama Bar Ukva Mayihavi, sorry, Bechimen Anharas Emedes Mayihavi. So therefore, what? Amar Abayim Rav Chama Bar Ukva Mayihavi Chavin. There was Ben Anharas or Kigal Luyuchsin, because the whole area between the rivers is like Pumpadisa, Kailas Pumpadisa, like Yuchsin. Every place in Ben Anharas, you can assume Yuchus. Behechi Kaima. Where is it exactly? Amar Abayim Meid the Kiril El. This, according to Rashi, is more south than all the other places we had before, and he's saying that the Yichus goes to there. Frek to Gemara, Ba'amar Rabbi Yechon Bar to the Gizma. Rabbi Yechon said it only goes to the crossing of Gizma. Amar Abayi Ritzua Nafka. The Chiddush is that a Ritzua came out, a piece of strep, and therefore that included. What was the name of the city? Irdekira. Oh, no, I'm not Irdekira. Shait Meshut. Now, the only thing that bothers me, they lived there. So what is the Gemara asking? Where is it located? My heart, where is it? What do you mean, where is it? You live in Bubbo. I guess not everybody Bubbo knew everybody's city, I guess. And interesting, Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael knew where it was located. So, again, geography is not my thing. I don't know. Yes. Yes.
I mean, this would not be that remarkable. You're used to the idea that if you want to go to Chicago, you get your car, you drive to Chicago or St. Louis or New York or wherever. Especially in times of conflict, the people of that time did not go from place to place.
Okay.
Immanuel Kant, who changed the entire way in which Western Europe thinks, never went more than 20 miles from his own home, and that was in the latter 18th century.
Yes, I mean, it doesn't bother me too much, but that's how I am.
Yeah, what I would say is if you're raising a family, what is the time to have you would move there. They wouldn't sell houses to you there. You're messing up the whole... The guy doesn't have
yichus. They didn't sell houses to him. Exactly. Exactly. You just said it. They preserved their yichus. The people who didn't have yichus, they didn't let. Exactly. When Shemesh Shabbos was founded in 1905, or 1904, whatever it was founded, right? They had a rule that you had to prove your Shemesh Shabbos to become a member. Now they didn't let you in. They wanted to preserve the Shomer Shabbos aspect of Shomer Shabbos. And you have to prove it. You have to bring witnesses that you're Shomer Shabbos. And this, you couldn't walk in and say, I'm a Shomer Shabbos. Bring witnesses. And not only that, but you had to bring your phone records. In those days, phone records had every local call you made and the date you made it. Not only, forget about long distance, yet every local call you made was on the phone record. And you had to show your phone records that you didn't make any calls on Shabbos.
Oh, wow. Can you do that? That's crazy.
What's crazy?
I'm sorry, it's not crazy.
But that's how they proved it. What do you mean? They wouldn't let a guy become a member? He's willing to give $1,000. No, because they want to preserve a purity. Once upon a time, there was a thing called racism in the United States. You couldn't move into an area where they didn't want you. Whether you were Jewish, or black, or Asian. If it was a white, WASP area neighborhood, they let you know under no uncertain terms you're not to buy a house here. You're young. I remember in 1966, there was an election for governor of Maryland, and one of the candidates ran on your home is your castle, you're not mechuyev to sell it to everybody. That was his theme, your home is your castle. You have no right mechuyev. And the other candidate said open housing. He lost, by the way. But that's not the point. But I'm just saying. It used to be that way. So what's the chiddush? If they didn't, this is right. They had a yichus in a place. And they didn't want to ruin your yichus. And if you wanted to move there, they told you, sorry, go to Meishan. Meishan real estate cheap.
How does this only affect some people?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go into the thick thing of in Israel today, this is a neighborhood. You have to sign a contract. You can be rejected by the neighborhood organization.
Except if
you swear that you have no TV set, if they hear things that are not good, if they can...
Okay. Rashi. Well, you can go today in America. I mean, some places you can't have pets. And some places you can't have kids. Right? They have these retirement communities. You're not allowed to have more than a certain amount of children under a certain age. That's because that's not even discrimination. That's allowed.
You can't move into America for money yourself.
What?
You can't move into America for money yourself.
No, of course not. They have rules. You have to agree to certain rules and you have to prove that you keep them. 100%.
Well, the city elder has.
Rashi. Kigayla Pumpatista Kari Gaila Rosh Hashanah. Rashi repeats it a second time. He said that already. Repeats it a second time. He is the Kira Vakamanar Prasla Baila Mikola Makaimus. more south than all the places Hanitzkarim that were mentioned. Lam Rabbi Echon Leel, Miyachusa the Bubble, the Prasad Mabarta the Gudma, Vasulai. Am Rabbiya Ritsua Navka, Balachsoin, Rashi says it was on an angle, Mabarta the Gadma, or Makefas as Absulim Admailim Ekira, and it went around Absulim all the way to above E the Kira, Shaiman Absulim, that was some Sulim. The Shait Mashit Bapi Hurtsu Al Pras. Shait Mashit was at the beginning of that strip to by the press. Dr. Gemara Viter. Omar Rabbika Baravan Omar Rab Khanan Omar Rav. Chalazoi Nehavan, the river of Chalazoi Nehavan. I guess it's the name of a river. Rashi says Nahar. That's also Meyuchas. I don't know exactly where that was located. Dr. Gemara Malah Bayelet to Tisulay. Do not accept it. Yavama he did not flee Hassan. There's a Yavama there and he wants to marry her. So he's saying it's Meyuchas. Now, what do you mean? He lied? He made it up? So before I speak out, learned last week that if you come and tell us halacha that's negayah you, we can't accept it. So they're saying he can't be the authority for this. They're not saying he's lying, chas v'shalom. But he's telling us how long of this negayah him, so we can't accept it. We need other proof to be able to verify this. Because we have a rule that no matter who you are, if you tell us halacha over, when it's negayah you, we can't accept it. This was negayah Rav Ikabarav. He had a yavama there. He wanted to be miyamber. So he quoted that he heard that it's miyuchas. So we said, listen, it's wonderful, but we can't accept it from you because it's the gay you.
Because if it was the Yavama, and let's say it was not Yichus, you couldn't cling to it without?
You don't want to marry not Miyuchus. You want your kids to be Miyuchus. Of course, cling to it without. I heard you, but if it's not Miyuchus, you don't want to do it. You don't want your kids not to be Miyuchus. What if he's a puzzle? Would you say mitzvah yibum? But yet, because you're not machshev, no offense to you, we're not machshev as a call the concept of yichus. In our mind, yichus means you stam from the gra, or the Baal Shem Tov, or the Biskarav. That's how we view yichus. That's not what they meant. They didn't care if your, I mean, maybe they did, but the Gemara is not discussing whether your grandfather was a Talmid Chacham or a Rav, or a shoemaker. One wants to know if he's pure Yichus. You don't want your kids to be not pure, so you don't marry such women.
I thought you would, like, supersede
that. Then what, your kids are now going to be not Yichus?
It's not like by a chuppah, you choose who you want.
Here, again,
here is Balfour,
you have it.
Here is Balfour,
you have an option. It's called chalitza. Well, it's good enough to be a second choice.
That's what we ask about. It's a possibility of a mom there, in the family. That's part of the pagam, right?
I don't understand what you just said. I didn't hear you.
What we're talking about is you're not supposed to question too deeply about someone as Mamzeres.
Unless you're very Machpat Amiuchas. There were people that were very Machpat.
Okay. Okay.
Meaning, there was reality of people who had Chazak of Yichas and not Chazak of Yichas. You're not Machuyev to check if you're relying on the fact that it's a suffix and they'll become tar later.
Some of those Machpat can dig in or just
dig in all you want.
Completely.
Yes, you can dig in all you want. You see, Chachamim used to reveal to Talmidim once every 7 years.
Not too often.
Again, but they did reveal it.
That's quite, yeah.
Don't think about Rabbi Avakar, and Rabbi Avakar, and Rabbi Avakar, it says in the Pasuk, that Chacharev took the Aseret HaShvatim. Now, Yanchem, I don't have a thing with the Kudus here, but Chalach, or Bechaber, Nahar Gaisen, or Imadai, Chalach, Zuchalot, Chaber, Chibor, whatever the way pronounced it, Zuhadayev. Now, guys in Zuginzik are a mud eyes who bechim chamdim bechaverisa, v'amalaz who nahavet bechaverisa. And my chaverisa, one of the friends, I'm a shmuel krach mushchi chusni barumki. I'm Rabbi Yechon and Kachulam Lipso. that Tzalcharev took him to those cities, and they all ended up marrying Goyim, and they're all Basel. And we just said they're Miyuchas. And here we're saying they're Basel. So we see, not everybody says that Chalazin is Miyuchas. Rashi. Now here Rashi says a Kiddush, and Yavamis he learns differently, but this is Rashi here, and we're learning Rashi here. Goyim married their daughters. The family was Pogum. Pogum is not Miyuchas. They couldn't marry Kahuna. Now this is talking about generations later. And they still says here, Pogum, Rashi saying they couldn't marry Kahuna. Remember we talked about that last week, or 2 weeks ago, whenever you were here last. Rashi Yavama says that not only did Goyim marry their daughters, they married Goyim's daughters. And therefore there were Goyim mixed in. And therefore that's why they were not Miyuchas. That's what Rashi Yavama says. That's what happened in those countries. Now you don't know who married whom. You don't know where you're coming from if you live in that country. Could be your great-grandfather was a geisha lady, great-grandmother. That's why it's not Miyuchas. Again, the Kulum B'Psu means they all became mixed into B'Psu.
There's no avoiding it.
No avoiding it. Because we don't know. We don't know. That Rashi here only goes one way. Never Rashi's bothered. You're not a mamzer going to a man the Amar, so what's the psul? The Rashi is still pogum. If you're looking for yichus, you don't want pogum either. Rashi Yavama says there were goyim there. Just pointing it out. Zakti Gemar writer. Kasal kedaitach mushchi hainu mushchani. We thought mushchi is the same as mushchani because Shmuel said mushchi is puzzle. And we think Mushchani is Mushchi. Shmuel said Mushchani is Kasher. And Mushchi Luchod, Mushchani Luchod. They're two separate cities. Mushchi is Pasul, Mushchani is Kasher. Zog the Gemara Beiter. Utlas Alan the Puma. This is talking about Bavel. And it said it had three leaves in its mouth. This is the mushroom that Daniel, in the Sefer Daniel, it says a dream. And the animal that it's referring to, which refers to Bavel, had three leaves in its mouth.
Ribs.
Sorry? Ribs? Alan is ribs? I thought Alan was leaves. My mistake.
It's the second item.
Well, that makes it ribs. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for correcting me. I thought Alan again. I'm not arguing on Rabbeinu Hartzog. I mean, I'm not going to argue on Rabbeinu Hartzog. I won't argue on you either. But
ribs.
You know, steak, barbecue, cookout.
Long ribs.
Thank you very much. We'll continue, Richard, tomorrow. Thank you for correcting me.